lot of people looking forward to the weekend because there are parties going on all over the place, including parties of parties. That's right. We've got the big ball game parties on Sunday. Actually got two invitations this year to attend other people's parties. I thought that was very sweet. And yeah, it is something I watch. Not really something watching, but being with friends and just getting sick by stuff in my face on Super Bowl party food. It's just, it's the food. It's the food and friends getting together. So whether you're voting or you're voting, if you're rooting for the Chiefs or you're rooting for the 49ers, both of those teams have something to do with Colin Kaepernick, so that's why I'm not really too thrilled. But you could go onto our website and check out today's poll question. Chiefs, 49ers, or who cares? At 991fmtalk.com. I hope you have a great weekend, though. On Saturday night, talk about getting involved. It's the Lyon County Lincoln Day Dinner. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be supporting one of the county commissioners out there who's doing a hell of a job trying to get people informed and running for re-election. So I can't wait to join Ken. My husband and I will both be out there. It's going to be a great night. You should, you know, get a hold of them. Get a hold of the Lyon County GOP and see if there's still seats available. I'm sure they would appreciate it. The one of the ones I'm really looking forward to is the Douglas County Lincoln Reagan dinner. Because, you know, Lincoln has his secrets. I actually think Reagan was more of a Republican defending the country than Lincoln was. But that's just, you know, you got to be honest and you got to take the good with the bad. But what I'm really excited about, oh, and by the way, their dinner is February 16th. That's on Sunday night. Their keynote speaker is somebody that I have just admired for so long. His name is David J. Harris, and he's the author of Why I Couldn't Stay Silent. And he's just an amazing man. A father, a husband, a Christian, a conservative. I mean, isn't that awesome? And he's getting out and he's speaking. Did I have to mention that he was black? I shouldn't have to. But he is one of the leaders of the Blexit movement. Black people do not have to be Democrats. But it seems like if they say they're a Republican, oh my gosh, hellfire rains down on them from the Democrat Party. They're being called names, traitors. It's bad. He's appeared on Fox News. He's, you know, I commend him. He worked with President Trump to launch the Young Black Leadership Summit. And if you saw any of the video, if you saw any of the reports from it, it was incredible. It wasn't just a few young black kids showing up. No. Hundreds and hundreds showing and standing for their voice. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter your gender. When you believe in the United States Constitution, when you believe that we are all created equal, in the name of God, it doesn't matter about all of that other stuff. Our rights are our rights. You don't have to tamper with the Constitution and keep adding amendments for specifics. That's why the Constitution was written the way it was. We the people. We are the people. No matter what you want to call yourself, we are the American people, and we make the difference. So I want to go to all of the dinners. Obviously, I can't afford to that. I work for Jerry. But if you can pick one, pick the one closest to you, pick the one farthest away from you, but at least go to one and listen to the dynamic speakers like David J. Harris. Go to the club meetings and listen to the dynamic speakers, people you've never heard of before. I hadn't heard of the gentleman, but I was at the Mount Rose Republican Women's Dinner on Wednesday night, and we had a guest speaker by the name of Lauren Spivak. He is a writer, he is an author, and he has some incredible books out there. And he writes them in a way that you will get it, you will be entertained, but you can also share it with your kids. Because they're a play on Dr. Seuss books. So, Dr. Seuss books, kids love them. Love the movie. But he was a die-hard communist, socialist. And so if you really read his books and understand what he's saying, you're basically subliminally setting your kids up for socialism. Well, he took his spin on these books, like The Wizard of Iz and The Gorax, Democat. You need to share these things. Look them up online. Somebody asked a great question. Do you sell your books online? And I was so surprised. He said no. These books are coveted, but you can only get them when he's out speaking. And he speaks all across the country. I mean, every state. And I am so glad. I'm so honored. I got to sit with him on Wednesday night and just talk. And actually, you know me, and I talk and I talk and I talk and I come up with stupid stuff. And in our conversation with, you know, others sitting around me of different genders, I'm bad. I swear I was a man in another lifetime. Sometimes I have no filter. And I came up with a joke because we were sitting around talking about Trump and Hunter Biden and, you know, Biden coming forward and he's got to pay alimony now and blah, blah, blah. Well, I came up with a joke off the top of my head and everybody laughed. So I thought, but this is bad. It's going to be offensive to some. I don't care because it's a joke and people need to just lighten up. But here's the joke that I actually came up with. What's the difference between Donald Trump and Hunter Biden? What's the differences between Donald Trump and Hunter Biden? A contract and a condom. Sorry, I thought that was funny. You know what's not funny? The way that we play politics nowadays. Yeah. And I do mean play. Because for every time somebody of the other persuasion, the other party gets control. It's incredible the obstacles that the opposing party or you'd think the opposing party, but the things that people throw up as obstacles. Remember when Barney Wadley and I were talking in the last hour? If you missed it, we were talking about the recall of Sisolak petition. You can find out more at fightfornevada.com. That's F-O-R, by the way. Fightfornevada.com. Petition is coming out Saturday and is available for people to sign on Saturday. But there's been another obstacle that's been thrown in. I don't even really want to mention it. It might be Monday, but that's just prepare for it on Saturday. But what you need to know is that the Secretary of State has put into SB 450 provisions to hold all three of the people that are filing this petition, because it's costing hundreds of thousands of dollars. But what common person out there has hundreds of thousands of dollars to do a recall of an elected representative? We don't. But it's we, the people, who make the decision. So just so you know, the people putting this out there and getting the petition to you will be held liable for the cost of the signatures. The cost approaching $250,000 for all the signatures. That's about a dollar per signature. Now, there is a provision in there that you can file the letter of intent with a letter of hardship. That you can't afford something like this. Who can? It's the battle to keep the common man from making decisions, from doing recalls. Do you think that that's fair? So when these petitions are filed in each county, this is the reason they're doing it. Each of those signatures has to be verified. That's about a buck per signature. Now, there's some counties that they're not going to charge to do that because that is their job. That's their job. But whether it be the city of Reno or Washoe County saying, oh, you want a copy of this? It's going to cost you this much per page. You know what? It's just a way of keeping you silent, of keeping you down. Your taxes pay for everything at that clerk's office, at that city council office, at the Washoe County Commissioner's office. You pay for the pens, the paper, the ink. You've already paid for all of that, the staff, through your taxes. If they have to do a little overtime, you've already paid for it. Just putting it out there for you to understand. It's the Monica Jay Show, 884-9910. Hey, you want to talk about the NFL? Whatever you want to talk about today. What's your favorite sports team? 884-9910. We'll be back.
Is FM Talk. There is
a house. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I've got a couple of little things to go over, but I'm going to pause that because I got the phone line stacking up. Let's go to 884-9910 and check in with Carol this morning. Carol's got a question about the petition signing for the recall of Governor Sisolak. Hi, Carol.
Hi. I was just wondering, I was registered to vote in one county during the governor election, and I'm now registered to vote in a different county. So which county do I have to sign the recall in?
The county that you voted in.
So the one I voted in.
Right.
Okay. All right. So I just wanted to check and make sure I did it right.
Yeah, you need to sign the petition in the county that you voted in. And fortunately, you don't have to have your precinct number or anything like that, just the county.
County and address, I guess they want.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Thank you, Carol. I appreciate your call. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Bruce about the City of Reno's meeting. Hi, Bruce. Thanks for calling.
Oh, hi, Monica. Love your joke, by the way. Hilarious.
Did you get it?
Of course.
The things that just pop out of my mouth. What can I say?
Oh, the things that come out of my head. Yeah.
Unfortunately, what comes out of my head also comes out of my mouth.
Yeah, well, same here. And
okay,
it did last night.
What happened last night?
Well, I attended the City of Reno Human Rights Commission because apparently I don't have a life. Anyway, they were talking about the homeless situation. They actually had a representative from Nevada ACLU there who gave a great presentation about how we should make sure we protect their rights. It was...
No, don't listen to that, Bruce. Keep going.
Okay. I was just wondering. Anyway, it was rather enlightening. And then they had a presentation from lady that was telling all about the great things that were happening with the Our Place shelter, which, by the way, I found out last night, if you're illegal here in the United States, going to that shelter is not a problem.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Well, I sat there and I listened politely. And at the end, when they allowed public comment, I unloaded on them with both barrels. Basically told them, you're concerned about the rights of a small group of people who are not contributing members of our society, and you're going to do that at the neglect of me, a law-abiding, mm-hmm. tax-paying citizen? You might want to rethink that strategy. I really did unload on him. I was a little harsh, maybe. Yeah, that's how I would characterize it. But since they are not a policy body, they don't make policy. They do give guidance to policymakers. The liaison for the Human Rights Commission and the City of Reno City Council is Devin Reese, who we all know is a huge fan of the homeless.
Oh, yeah, because that brings in money.
Exactly. We got to have them federal dollars that we can put in the general fund and use however we choose. Not necessarily address the homeless population, but make sure that we have a real pretty whale in the middle of downtown Reno.
Well, you know, Bruce, you can get as, you know, boisterous as you can at these meetings because you're representing a lot of people who can't go to them. And you're showing the frustration that is going on with thousands and thousands and thousands of their constituents, not just a few hundred people that are living along the river. And just as a reminder for people, Devin Reese is up for election, not re-election, because he was appointed to the city council by Mayor
Hillary.
Sheevy. I was going to say Mayor Sheevy, but I wanted to say Shillery for some reason, by the mayor to do her bidding. So if you want someone to do what's best for the community and your concerns, make sure you get out there and you vote for somebody who is, you know, not Devin Reese. So,
well, of course, Monica. And, you know, I always, whenever I speak at these meetings, I try to keep it in the back of my mind that I'm not just speaking strictly for myself. I'm speaking for others that, like you said, could not be there or would not speak up for themselves, even if they had the opportunity. That's not, you know, they call us a silent majority for a reason.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to talk about, you know, the down souls, the down and out, the poor souls that, you know, have no other source or way to live, and it just makes you a monster if you do that. And it's like, well, no, sorry, I don't play that game, and neither do you, Bruce.
No, I don't. And they want to create a protected class of people that, I mean, you know, free housing, free food, free health care. We already have a population of people that receive that. They're called prisoners. You really want to make these people prisoners to the government? Because that's essentially what you would do.
Well, they're also called illegals and refugees. So, there's a lot of protected classes out there that they could fall into. But, no more, because the taxpayer, the American taxpayer, is the one who's paying for it. So you need to represent what they want, not what you want. So, Bruce, thank you so much for calling in. And, boy, let me know when that meeting goes on again next time. We got to be in on that. We got a quick Fox News update. We'll be back. See if anything's breaking in the Senate. See if anybody's ready to take a vote yet. Coming up here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show. It's your voice. Probably the only voice that you have here in Northern Nevada. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, because other people have been banned from other sources of media, such as radio stations and television stations, who are trying to do the work of the American taxpayer and the American voter. And every obstacle imaginable is being thrown up at you, and I'm getting disgusted with it. I hope you are too. We had to get Barney Wadley back here on the air because I gave Carol misinformation from something that I had learned a week ago, but it changes every day. It's fluid when you're working with the state and what they will and will not allow. And your voice is being silenced. So, Barney, please explain to people. Carol called in the last segment and wanted to know about signing the petition, because she has recently moved from a different county and is now registered in the county that she lives and is not in the same county where she voted. What happens? I told her you just go back to the county that you voted in and sign the petition, but that's wrong.
Yes, it is, unfortunately. We brought this up to the Secretary of State last week, and our response from the Secretary of State was, if you voted in, let's say, Lyon County in 2018, and you have since moved to, let's say, Washoe County, and registered to vote in Washoe County, for the purposes of the recall, you are not eligible now to sign the petition. And the reason that we were given by the Secretary of State is that since you registered in Washoe County, they have taken you off of the books in Lyon County. So now, if you go to Washoe County or Lyon County and sign the petition, They have no way of verifying that you actually voted in that county during the 2018 election because you are now registered to vote in. And I guess they are under the impression that you Lyon County purges its voter registration rolls every year.
Yeah, who does that? I mean, we're looking at like 10 years, 20 years for some of these places?
Sure. Even the people that are unfortunately dead are still voting.
Okay, so you're telling me that the Secretary of State's office for Nevada is silencing people's voices because they have moved and registered to vote in their new county. If they voted in the 2018 election and have moved and re-registered, you're out. You can't sign the petition. But if you moved recently and you haven't registered your new location, you can.
Exactly. That's 100% correct.
Wow. What is the Secretary of State's office doing? I just feel like they're throwing every obstacle that is possible at this recall position to just shut it down.
It appears so, but you know, we can't blame this 100% on the Secretary of State's office because a lot of this came through the legislature. Like SB 450.
Yeah. You mean the Democrat-controlled legislature?
Well, I was politically correct, please. I wasn't going to say that.
I hate political correctness, Barney, so I will say it for you and everybody else. So, Barney, will you hang on the line? Do you know the different organizers from the different locations?
In our group?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so hang on the line. I'm going to maybe try and do a conference call here because I'm not quite sure what this, what Chris is calling for, if it's to find out the information or if he is the organizer. But let's go back to the phone lines. Chris, hi, thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you so much, Monica. And I guess that's actually Barney Wadley that's on the phone with you.
Yes, it is. Actually, he's on the phone with both of us now.
Well, I am thrilled that you were able to three-way us in there because I am a cheerleader for the recall Sisolak campaign, being a victim of his legal terrorism and trying to murder me twice through his links with the district attorney and other agents of his with the Joint Terrorism Task Force, the Stasi, the KGB, the secret police here in America in the southern half of the state.
So are you looking for the organizer of the petition, or are you the organizer?
Well, I am glad to assist whoever is going to be the organizer, since I'm a non-citizen national, not a U.S. citizen, and I'm not a voter here in Nevada because this state has tried to murder me twice. I don't think I want any associations with it, but I'm happy to assist in the removal of this mobster, Steve Sisolak, who was probably selected and maybe vote fraud installed to be the so-called governor of the state.
Okay, Chris, well, I have to hand that to you that, you know, I can't verify any of that. So log on to, it's real easy, fightfornevada.com, and you can find the organizer for Southern Nevada if you're helping out. Just don't in any way, shape, or form jeopardize the legality of the petition, of the recall petition, because that is very, very important. So, Barney, I'll let you go as well. I've got more calls coming in, so I appreciate your time and all you do. And again, that's fightfornevada.com and spell out four, F-O-R. It's not the number. Let's do this. This is a big deal. People are getting involved from every county in the state of Nevada. there are a lot of naysayers out there that say that this isn't going to work. It's not possible to recall a sitting governor. And let me tell you, it is possible. It started out with five or six different states that were trying to recall their governors, and a number of them failed. Why? Because they didn't do it properly. They didn't have a team together who was working with the Secretary of State's office to go over and overcome all of these obstacles. I don't know why Jay Kenney is calling me on my cell phone. He knows I'm doing a radio show right now, but I love you, dude, anyway. But the fact is, when you just jump into something, there's a great possibility that it will fail. Because you get emotional and you just do it. You can't just take a piece of paper and start getting people's signatures and call that a petition. We have a bureaucracy that we have to go through. We have red tape. So the people in California who are trying to recall Governor Newsom, they're doing the same thing. They are watching very intently what's going on here. Actually, a lot of the entire country is watching what is going on here to see if it is possible, to see if it succeeds. This is your voice. It is your time to stand up for what you believe in. And our Constitution gives us the right to remove politicians who are breaking their oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States and of their state. We have that right. And whatever they throw in front of us, we will overcome it. But we have to do it together. FightForNevada.com. We'll be back after this. 884-9910. If you'd like to get your last comments into the show, we're just about ready to wrap it up here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
I'm so glad you spent some time with me today. I really appreciate it. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And a dear person to me just gave me that little pep talk. Actually, it's an email, but just that little bit of thing. For all the naysayers out there. No try, no do, no success. If you don't use your voice, nothing will ever change. Nothing will ever change at city meetings, at city council meetings, at planning commission meetings, the legislature. Remember, the legislature is working around the clock. It doesn't matter that they're not in session right now. They're still bills being come up with, deals being made. You support me, I'll support you. Know the people you're voting for. And in the last few minutes of this show, I urge you to log on to the Registrar of Voters office here. I'm sorry, I'm bad. It's my bad. I didn't check all of the different counties around Washoe. But you got to find out when your precinct meeting is. You got to find out when your caucus is, because it's important for you to be involved. In Washoe County, it's tomorrow morning. Doors and registration open up at 8:30. Everybody's place is different, and it's not a guarantee. It's the same place as 2 years, as actually 3 years ago, 4 years ago, because they do it during the presidential election. These are the people that are going to be going on to represent you in the county, represent you in the state, even represent you nationally. Be there. Make sure it's the person who you want representing you. Because if you don't, well, it's just as bad as not voting on Election Day. Go to Registrar of Voters and find your precinct. It's easy. WashoeCounty.us. Go into their search engine and just find the Registrar of Voters. Type in your last name, your birthday, and make sure to put the little slashes in between the month and the day. That's what I forgot to do the other day, and it's like, why didn't it work? No. And then go to WashoeGOP. Just do it. Find your precinct. You just look on their PDF. And why did I stop? Because I stopped because I forgot. Washoe. Let's see. WashoeGOP.org. I list off so many of these. I forget if it's a .com, a .org, a .gov, a .us. It's like, I think they do that just to confuse you. Because if people don't have the information right there in front of them, then they won't participate. So go into WashoeGOP. You know, actually, Cher's calling in, so I'm going to let her give the information so I don't screw it up. So let's get Cher on the line. Hi, Cher. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Monica. So the news channels, I emailed all three of them here that we are having a caucus precinct meeting. I haven't heard anything announced. And the voter registration is telling people that call in that there is no Republican caucus.
What?
Yeah. So I have posted on nextdoor.com, and I don't know why the news channels aren't reporting it, but they're not. They just last night said Republicans were not having a caucus.
Well, they're getting the information confused, Cher. That's what they're doing, yeah. And then they're shutting it down. Because technically we're not having a caucus because we know who we're going to vote for president. We have an incumbent. That's going to go on. We're having the precinct meetings for the state convention. So they're not going to report that. It just boggles my mind, Cher. It really does.
It does.
So thank you, Cher. Thank you for that information. So then just go to WashoeGOP.org, because on the Washoe County page right there for Republicans, on the front page, it gives you the link to your precinct information at the county, and then it gives you the link to your precinct information. You got to get your number so you can get the information of what school to go to. Call your friends, call your neighbors. If the media isn't going to put this out there, then we have to do it ourselves. Because once again, I tell you, the media is not concerned about stuff like this. And when the media is not concerned about helping you get your voice out, talking about things that concern you, like the homeless, what's being done, what's not being done, the Washoe County School District, what's being done, what's not being done, when they're just placating people, giving you the fluff information, they are doing you a disservice. Fight back against that. Stick with us. We're going to have up-to-the-date information, up-to-the-minute information on the impeachment process, the sham that's going through, the Senate looking very shortly at, taking that witness vote. And then they'll move on for some discussion, and then they'll debate going into the vote for acquittal. And maybe, just maybe, all this BS can, we can get away from it and get back to helping this country get back on track. Do your part. Have a great Sunday. I hope whichever your team is, I hope it wins, so you're excited. Either way, I just hope for a good game as well. Go to a party, have fun, and check back Monday. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.